ideas?
Well, appearance, and I'll fortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The father really wasn't dad. It was her boss.
Well, she knew that there was a possibility that her business partner was the biological father. So let's talk about this.
Lots to get into.
First, she'll crawl.
Should this man who finds out that he is not the biological father, should he be reimbursed $190,000 for half of this child's upbringing?
I'll be watching her run down the
south
field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date.
Because, after all, the victim here
wincing when she steps on the gas pedal on her.
Now, did he come forward when she was 18 and tell her?
When she walks up to accept his diploma.
On her when she was 14?
Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle.
She's a little older. That's a lot to carry.
But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Let's give a sense of how far this is from being done.
Yes.
If Mitt Romney won all the contests, all the delegates, starting with the 28th, it would take until April 3rd to get the necessary number of delegates. Magic number, 1,144.
Of course, and that scenario involves him winning Georgia and a whole lot of other places.
Everything. 100% unproportional ain't going to happen. The same number it would take Rick Santorum if he won everything, again, just stopping the parameters, until April 24th.
April 24th.
Right.
Okay. So that's neither one of those scenarios are likely.
Ain't going to happen.
So, get me a broker's convention, John.
Here's what's interesting. If you took Romney and Santorum and split the delegates today, split all the proportional states 50-50 roughly, mm-hmm. and split up the winner-take-all states half and half, you actually get a situation where nobody wins the 1,144 necessary. Mitt Romney would come up just short at 1,136. That is a step to a brokered convention. Add in Ron Paul, going to stay in the race, keep siphoning off delegates. The point is, it has gone from being simply an overheated political fantasy to a dim possibility.
That's CNN's John Avalon and Aaron Burnett talking about the possibility that the Republican nominee may not be decided until the convention in August. Talk Radio Countdown Show and Politics with the presidential race in focus. Doug Steffen here. Let's go to Gretchen Carlson on Fox talking to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder about next week's primary there and if it's a must-win contest for Mr. Romney.
So you recently endorsed Mitt Romney. When you look at the polls, are you nervous about the guy that you're backing?
Not at all. Governor Romney's endorsement was relatively straightforward for me. If you look at it, he's got the business background like I have had, and it really is about job creation when you look at that issue. He's got chief executive experience in terms of helping run Massachusetts, and then you go off and look at his platform. It's about jobs and economic growth. And for Michiganders, that's the biggest single issue, is about jobs.
So last time around in 2008, he won the state of Michigan, even though he ended up not going on to win the nomination. Now, if you look at the polls, you have him inching up a little bit. I think this is interesting to show. So now you have Rick Santorum at 37%, Mitt Romney at 33%. But just a few days ago, Mitt Romney was only at 32%. It's all within the margin of error, so to speak. But what could you point to as to why Mitt Romney might be going up in the polls in Michigan slightly?
Well, Michigan's in the focus now as a practitioner because it's hard with all the primary schedule that the candidates go through. It's amazing how hard they have to work for this process.
Uh-huh.
But now Michigan's in the spotlight, and I think we're going to see a real response as people have a chance to hear from Governor Romney more. There'll be a lot of TV advertising. There's appearances, and people are talking about it. So he's going to come up strongly in the polls, I believe.
We just had the former spokesperson for President George W. Bush, Dana Perino, on our show, and she said that Mitt Romney losing his home state of Michigan could be crippling. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if I'd say that, because if you look at the whole process, it's going to take a while for any candidate, the way the delegates are being distributed and such. Again, Michigan's an important state. I think we're a great role model for the rest of the country, so I'm happy to have the primary here because it can highlight our great comeback, and it's a story of what Washington needs to do. We had a big deficit. We took care of that. We've started paying down long-term liabilities. The Michigan story is really a role model for what Washington needs to do, and Governor Romney is a good person to go do it.
Mm-hmm. So much of his campaign has been about his executive experience and having been a governor and turning around the Olympics. What will happen to his campaign if the focus becomes more on foreign policy or social issues?
Well, if you look at what's still most important, the unemployment rate is still too high. If you looked at Michigan in particular, we were over 14% back in 2009. We're down to 9.3%. We've improved better than the rest of the country in a relative sense, but it's still too high. And so when you go out and talk to the average citizen, a lot of it's still back to jobs. In Michigan, the way I see it is the number one issue is jobs, and the number two issue is basically, is there a bright future for our kids?
Mm-hmm.
There is, but we need candidates out talking about both jobs and kids.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that would be the deficit when we're talking about the future of our kids.
Up next, Rick Santorum continues to do well, but some are not so sure he's actually electable. And we'll take some calls later on in the countdown at 800-510-8255.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus? How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
Radio has never sounded so red, white, and blue.
You do it better than anybody.
We stay up every night listening to this station.
This is Radio America.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have talk radio in the focus, talk television in the focus. Here's Talko's Richard Pitt talking to Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan about why he has endorsed Mitt Romney.
Presidential race, Mitt Romney is your choice.
Yes, that came out from last week. I know the governor came out for him as well. I think of the nine Republican members from Michigan, I think seven of us have come out.
Mm-hmm.
Amash is for Ron Paul, and Candace, I think, is undeclared. But there's we got to get our country back on track economically. I mean, this is the guy that can do that. He's got the private sector experience. He worked with a Democratic legislature. Hey, we want to win, and we all think that Mitt's the best person to do that. And I look at my colleagues in the whole House. I think Romney is over 70 of us, maybe less than a dozen, I think, for Santorum, and just I think one or two, probably two for Ron Paul himself and Amash. I don't think anyone else has. And Newt's got a few people from Georgia and from Texas,
mm-hmm.
and Newt's not putting any push on here in Michigan.
Right.
And, of course, the way that the delegates are selected, it's the so you won't know really the delegate count until probably about 2 days after the election because it goes by congressional district.
Sure.
Whoever wins each of the 14 districts sweeps all three delegates.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to figure all that out. And then there's 14 at-large delegates. And the minimum threshold for any of these candidates is 15%. So if you don't get 15%, you don't get anybody. If you get 15, you're guaranteed at least one, and then they're allocated proportionally among those 14. But I think for all the right reasons, a good majority of, and I look here, Tanya Shoemaker, John Prose, I want to say Margaret O'Brien, I think, is on board. Dale Sugars is on board with Mitt as well. So it's we want to win in November. We want to turn this country and head it in the right direction. And we think that his hand on the tiller is the best one there is.
Talko, Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to analyst Jim Moore about the millions that each of these candidates have already spent on their campaigns.
Let's talk about the cost of an election. You've got the candidates spending millions and millions of dollars on their campaigns, and now PAC groups, in some cases, are doling out hundreds of millions. We wonder, has it always been this expensive to run for president?
You know, proportionally, it has not, but it's taken off beginning in about the year 2000. The campaign system has gone through lots of reforms and lots of times when people say things have to change. We're basically under a system now that was put in place after the 1968 and 1972 elections. And so that, for instance, on your taxes, when you have a little thing that says presidential campaign checkoff, that was all put in place in 1974 for the 1976 election and has kept going. And so price has happened, but the changes that happened after about the year 1999-2000 was all of a sudden candidates were able to raise a lot of money, and George W. Bush was the champion at that. And so we're now in a situation where Barack Obama is over, he's nearing at least $250 million right now, and may go to 500, or not billion, million, M.
It feels like a billion.
Yeah, he's not Facebook yet. So he's raising more money than anybody ever has, and people are looking at it and saying, wow, you know, what's the influence of money on this whole system? But it's been an ongoing problem in the United States since the beginning.
Well, absolutely. I mean, then we got the super PACs, you know, and they're fundraising as well. I mean, it just seems like for just the everyday person, even if they have great ideas, can they run for president? I mean, has it become sort of an achievable goal for so many people?
I think you're right, and people have been looking at that for a long time as well. In fact, you have to have an independent source of wealth, either your own or somebody in effect has to adopt you and pay you a salary. So you can go off and not have a real job but run for president for 2 years straight. And so when we look at the major candidates that have been out there for a number of years, they tend to be wealthy, and they tend to be people who, for instance, work for a law firm that continues to pay them big money while they're out on the campaign trail.
For your information, we will shift to the latest on Israel and the problems with Iran here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby.
America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, Doug Steffen back again on our Talk Radio Countdown. Let's turn your attention to Iran. From MSNBC, Chris Jensing with Israeli Vice Prime Minister Sylvan Shalom about dealing with Iran and their nuclear program.
As you know, the Secretary General of the United Nations says diplomacy is the way to resolve concerns about Iran developing a nuclear weapons program. Why are you leaving the military option on the table?
I absolutely agree with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon that I met with only 3 days ago. All of us realize that the time has come to solve the problem. Unfortunately, the Security Council cannot do it because Russia and China don't want to impose real sanctions on Iran in order to stop them. And while no one can stop them, everything should be put on the table. We need to understand it's not Israel-Iran conflict like it's written here. It's conflict that belongs to all of us. Many, many years, most of the world believed that terrorism in Iran are Israel's problem only. After the terrorist attack that was carried out here in New York, after the terrorist attack that was carried out in Madrid, in Beslan, in Russia, the world is much more determined to combat terrorism, and the outcome is very positive. About Iran is the same. Only recently, in 2007, the Americans said that the Iranians abandoned their military program, and they realized that they were wrong. Now they realize that the Iranians continue to develop nuclear bombs, and that developing new missiles with much longer range that will put within that range London, Paris, Berlin, Rome, and even New York.
But let me be specific about what James Clapper had to say. He says the U.S. intelligence community believes Iran's leaders have not decided to build nuclear weapons, but are pursuing technology that would allow them to do so. Well, first of all, is he wrong about that? If not, what's the line? Where does it cross over from being a nuclear development program to civilian purposes and a weaponized program?
I think now it's out of the question. Everyone who knows, most of the world, if not all the world, knows that Iranians are trying to develop nuclear bombs. It's out of the question. They know it. They have books. They got it from us and they got it themselves. Everyone knows on the security intelligences of the West knows very well the Iranians are developing nuclear bombs. They should stop. It can't be that politics deem there in Iran with a nuclear.
Well, let me tell you what's happening from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iranian officials in Tehran next week, and President Ahmadinejad did signal earlier this week that he's open to talks about the nuclear program. He's already smiling about that.
Because they're trying to buy time off more than a decade. And they're always, they feel that the pressure is too hard, and the sanctions are they are trying to get engaged. Who like them to get engaged? And to stop their military program. Because we are in the same boat. You have to understand. This is the Iranians are trying to control the people. They are trying to change the types of regime in the Middle East. Control of oil fields. And they revive the Persian Empire. Believe me, that if they will do it, it will give them a policy to keep the regime in power. And we have to believe it's different if the sanctions will be tougher enough. Tough enough. Frankly, they might think that they're not going to open it. The last decision that by the EU is very, very important. Boycott the oil, and this was by the United States, Canada, Australia, Japan. So there should be more imposed sanctions on the Iranian center. If the sanctions might change, until then, the Iranians are laughing, they are blocking. All the time to make progress. Another very, very critical Secretary of Defense that of 20%, then he
will. Here's Rick John Howell, National Security KT, the Iranian Federation of the Union. Follow their threat to impact oil. The UK, also France, waiting for us here.
Please keep it up. It's just like the guy, Mike, that was last. Children do it out, even though this woman's already 29. His daughter 29 years old?
19.
Yeah, and I think you're okay. you're absolutely right with what you're saying. I think, you know, he's discouraged, and I would be discouraged, too, but I think it's those moments where you need to persevere and continue to reach out, continue to send birthday cards.
Absolutely.
Continue
never,
to send.
Never.
Yeah, because
the children will figure out that this is a good thing to have that keep going, and that maybe someone said something out of bitterness. It, you know, they mature. They figure out that maybe, you know, mom or dad, just because they were so upset or emotionally hurt, maybe depicted something incorrectly, or because that's the way they saw it is not what really happened.
Correct.
And kids figure that out. And should they get the money? Sure. But should it go to a college fund or something like that? Much more yes. Should you ever tell a kid before the age of 18 that you've spent that much time with? No. And that's basically it, unless you have a question.
That's rock solid, because the psychological damage to a 14-year-old, if you drop that bomb on him, I mean, there's no upside to that. You gotta swallow that pride. You already have that knowledge. Now you gotta deal with the woman you're married to knowing that. See, that would be, I think, the hardest part. But what happens is, at that point, you become a good actor, and you pretend everything is fine, but you let the wife know, hey, listen, I know the truth, and when she's 18, then guess what? And she's old enough to process this in a mature way, I have to let her know.
Hey, Sarah, let me ask you this. The case involving the guy in Connecticut, he knows he's not the biological father. Do you think most guys would sue the biological father, or would they say, listen, I love this girl for 18 years. I'm not going to embarrass her. I'm not going to make a big stink out of this.
She's my daughter in my heart. Most people who are parents, like natural parents, like people who just rise to that and go, wow, that bond, would not actually do that.
So is this guy, is he just a money grubbing? Hold on, please. Okay. Is this guy just out for the money and he doesn't care about the welfare of his 19-year-old daughter?
I'd have to know more about the situation of...
Well, he wants $190,000.
No, I know
so
that.
So imagine if you were the daughter and the guy that raised you, who you thought was your father, now wants $200,000 from some other guy that is your father. Would you feel that this guy is, like, you know, trying to make money off you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd feel like our relationship was just basically
business.
Made out of money and no romance, no love, no happily ever after. Daddy loves me. Daddy put a figure on what I was worth.
Because the 19-year-old, it'll be interesting to find out how she feels about this entire financial arrangement.
I mean, she might be one of those more realistic, grounded, weirder kids who go, oh, you know, I get it, you know, because the birth father should have given that money. But most would be incredibly hurt and just feeling like they became a dollar sign rather than a human being that someone cared about.
Because I think once you put a price tag on the cost of raising this child that really wasn't yours, imagine what that child thinks of this guy.
I get it in full.
I believe he does deserve half, but then the perception of the 19-year-old knowing that this guy is going to make 200 grand, or at least is trying to make, out of raising her. Anyway, thanks again for the phone call. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff there. Thanks for plugging in.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of issues with Sarah in Boston regarding this case in Connecticut. Man finds out he's not the biological father. Now he wants to get half of the cost of raising his daughter, who's now 19. I think he deserves the money.
Absolutely.
And he should divorce this woman. No word as to whether he's going to do that.
You know, if he mans up, then he'll divorce her. He's got a man up.
How do you stay married to a woman
who
had an affair, got pregnant by another man, and never said anything for 15 years?
Yeah, that's a complete deal breaker. I mean, that's it. Your marriage is done at that point.
So that's why Jeff and I have said for 12 years, mandatory DNA testing before a man's name is put on a birth certificate. Okay, we have the technology. The tests are rather inexpensive. So before anyone puts anyone's name on a birth certificate, you must prove that that is the biological father with a DNA test. Who would be against that? Because right now, you can stick any guy's name on a birth certificate, and that's the guy that's going to get the bill for the child support. Because we're on the honor system.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be on the honor system.
And unfortunately, there's not enough honor in the honor system nowadays.
877-300-7645. You can join us right now on the John and Jeff Show. 877-300-7645.
Gold isn't for you. Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right? investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the John and Jeff Show.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood. Age.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Coming back at you live, this is the John and Jeff Show.
877-300-7645. You can join us anytime on the third shift. Let's go to Johnny. You're next on the John and Jeff Show. Hello. Johnny, are you there?
Is the caller there?
Let's go.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I do, but I think if he's held accountable, I think the mother should be held accountable for not telling him.
Well, absolutely, what can you do? Here's what you can do. You can go after the guy who helped make the baby, okay, who committed adultery. You can go after that guy, all right? Now, he can deal with his wife in divorce court.
It's basically child support.
Yeah, but it's
18 years of child support.
Yeah.
That he didn't pay, even though he fathered the child.
Listen, this is the ultimate payback in more ways than one.
I guess I can see that. I definitely see your side.
Now, let me ask you this. If you found out that you were not the biological father and your child was 14, what would you do?
It's tough for me to understand, like, what he would be feeling at that point, but I would hope that I would have, I think I'd be angry at my girlfriend or my wife at the time, but I would hope that I'm pretty sure I would love my daughter, having raised her for 14 years. I think
it's not a question of not loving a child that you raised. I'm sure this father, or who he thought he was a dad, but he's dad for 14 years, maybe 18 years, he was called dad, okay? And so, the children, they bond with mom and dad during those years. And I'm sure he cares for and loves the daughter. But at the same time, it's like, now wait a second here. My wife cheated on me, made a baby, and it was her boss. And so I think, you obviously don't want to tell the child at 14 years old. But I think eventually she needs to know the truth, I think.
How long would you wait before you told your child that you were not the biological father? Would you wait until they're at least 18?
Well, it wouldn't be an age thing for me. I would wait a couple of years, a few years, and just to let her know. And I would tell them. I'd be like, a few years back, I found out. I didn't tell you because, honestly, it really didn't matter to me. I consider you my daughter.
But give me the age you would have that conversation at.
I think it's different depending on how mature they are, but wait till 16, 17, or 18, around that age.
Yeah, there's no doubt that you would say,
you don't want to drop that bomb on a child in high school.
I know.
Okay, because their academics are going to, an A student's going to be an F student.
And a teenage girl is emotional enough. I mean, they're going through a lot at that age. And so I would not drop that bomb on a 14-year-old or even a 16-year-old.
You may even want to wait till they're finished with college. I mean, you don't want to tell a teenager, oh, by the way, I'm not your real father. That's too devastating.
That is true. But I got to ask you a question for you guys. Do you think getting repayment for the years that you raised her, do you think that would take away from you being a father? Just saying, you know, like...
That's a good question. That's a good question. I think you could tell the daughter, hey, listen, I raised you and I love you and I consider you my daughter. You're my daughter. But I was lied to by your mother. And there is there is your biological father.
Since John Glenn was from Ohio.
Now we're going to take some
of
that.
Of course,
you know,
this was the home state, home,
and,
like it was a bigger deal there. They made us stand outside and look up in the sky like we were going
to
see. I don't remember much from that part of my life, but I do remember that. It's kind of silly.
Could you see anything?
Yeah, did you fake it?
Well, I saw him wave. I did see him wave, but other than that, I think he was mouthing some words like "Hello, Columbus" or something like
they're
that.
Probably like,
or "Go Bucks." I think he did a "Go Bucks."
There were like two kids that swore they could see him. Nobody could really see him, but the other kids had to go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." So they didn't want to be dorks.
But Jim, John Glenn, if people saw the right stuff or know about him. I mean, he was the definition of a true American hero at that time.
Absolutely. And as what's so cool about this commemoration 50 years after the launch of Friendship 7 is that John Glenn is still around. I mean, he's 90 years old, but he's still getting around and took part in the activities over the weekend at Cape Canaveral. And you know, he's really enjoying all of this. Scott Carpenter, the other astronaut, 86 years old. He and Glenn shared a long a moment yesterday and talked about what was going on 50 years ago when all this was happening. And yeah, it was a brief flight, only about 4 hours. You look at some of the shuttle flights now, they go on for a week or more. He was only up for 4 hours, made three orbits around the Earth, and then plunked back down into the ocean, was picked up, and became a national and worldwide hero, really.
I was reading a little bit this morning in the archives of the Columbus Dispatch and some updates, and I didn't realize that John Glenn was the Boy Scout. I mean, he was Mr. All-American, the great spokesman for this. And Scott Carpenter was apparently, I mean, he was a stud.
Oh, the party animal?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Nice.
So that's why John Glenn became more of the face. Because it's not like John Glenn was the first guy in space. It wasn't that. There were other people that had been up, right?
Carpenter was hungover. It's like press conference time. Who's going to go? Oh, Carpenter's still sleeping. Let's get John Glenn over here. He'll do the press conference.
He's saying the bad boy astronaut versus the Boy Scout.
Find out more about this story and the other items of interest at DougStephan.com.